Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 6.
I can't believe it's episode 6 already.
Yep, we've been doing this for 6 weeks.
How crazy is that? Right, hang on, let's see what we've got to talk about. I can't be asked to read everything out, we'll just jump straight into it if I can find the top of the list. That is the top of the list. Right.
Yeah. We got one letter.
Yeah.
Catherine says Lost Planet is a mech game, and because we like games, we should mention it.
Yeah. We had a look on the internet and
we couldn't find anything about it.
We found that it has a name. They say that the picture yet not to disclose, and they don't know who publishing it or anything or what it's about. But yeah, mech game, 360. Yes. Hopefully it should rock. It would be nice to have a mech game.
Yeah, she said you're like shooting against aliens and stuff as well.
Well, that's cool. I must admit, I'm a big fan of the mech game. Whole Gundam Wing Japanese anime thing. It rocks.
They're not mech games. They're Japanese mech weirdness.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of the anime mech thing.
They're
so.
Vertical tank ripoff of mech series.
Have you ever played Steel Battalion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so ruled.
Let's face it. The game itself was pretty poor. The only reason it was really uber is the first time you turn it on and you have to boot your mech up.
Hey, flicking all the switches. That was good. I ended up with like the old camping picnic table in my bedroom and had it all set up like a cockpit because there's no way I was going to get that thing on my knee and actually be able to survive. It was quite cool. Although having to pump the pedals to get yourself from falling over was amazing. But yeah, mech game 360. Oh yeah. Right. News on Wirefire. I said it right for once. On Nintendo.
Wi-Fi.
Said it wrong. Damn it. Wi-Fi on Nintendo's Wi-Fi system. Basically, I don't remember, it was last episode or episode before, we talked about release of Mario Kart, and it will have the use of our ability to play online with Wi-Fi on the internet. Now, if you're lucky enough to have an internet router, then...
What wireless router?
Wireless router, you're sorted pretty much, but...
Or a wireless access point.
If you don't, then...
If you don't, piss off.
Nintendo are releasing a Wi-Fi... Nintendo dongle, which you can buy, a USB dongle. You literally just plug it into your computer, you've got broadband, and away you go, America. Or with the new release coming soon, Animal Crossing on the DS, which will have...
Somebody traded Animal Crossing on the GameCube today. I felt like turning around and smacking the guy.
It's like that's one of the most hardest games to get hold of. I don't even have an English copy, I still have an American copy on my GameCube. It does rock though, that game does rock. So yeah, that's looking pretty cool. It's all getting a bit more up there. Nintendo in Japan said that they will be releasing hotspots to Japan and the service will be free as well.
Yeah, I think they've done the same thing in the US as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they said
they
want to...
They announced something with McDonald's in Europe.
Yeah, which is going to be quite cool. Get a Big Mac, DS, play online with someone in... having a Big Mac in God knows where. Crazy. So yeah, they're really pushing that at the moment, as well as the whole connectivity with Wi-Fi with the new Nintendo Revolution. I've been looking at...
Way.
That is looking nice. The pictures on the official website are looking rather nice, nice and shiny. You're doing it in white, grey, real nice black. This... uber luminous green, looks like a Ninja Kawasaki green, and this really nice strawberry red, so it's looking quite good.
Which colours get released in Europe is another thing.
Yeah, it'll probably going to end up going down the same route as like the
everything
GameCube
else.
Where there was a set colour for each country, and then like America had a colour that we didn't have, but we had a colour they didn't have, and I don't know, maybe they might end up doing a full release set for each country because they were
They should do, because the Micro was a disappointment because it was all crap colours, like pink. Who wants a pink Game Boy Micro?
Well, they did so well because a lot of girls do like that pink. It is a lush pink.
Catherine doesn't like pink.
Not all girls like pink, but the girls that wanted pink preferred the pink of a Micro to a pink of a SP or a
DS.
Yeah,
but people actually want the SPs.
I know, it's crazy, they're freaky. We had so many people wanting SPs, and it's like, buy a DS, buy a Micro, it actually fits in your pocket. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had, so some woman came in today, and she was well pissed off because we didn't have any SPs. The first thing she asked for, do you have any Game Boy Advances? There are 2 and a bit Game Boy Advances. Mm. I mean, the Micro is effectively a Game Boy Advance, but it doesn't have Advance in its title. You know, people just don't have a clue. The SP is being phased out because it's two years old.
I still have my Game Boy Advance player. That little...
The GameCube Game Boy player.
Yeah, locked onto the bottom.
Someone was after one of those today as well.
I'm never getting rid of mine. My mum loves it, playing Tetris on the big screen. She can't get enough of it. As well as...
Hexic HD.
Oh, that's... I need a hard drive. But we'll get more onto that. Nintendo's Revolution Controller. The video is... I don't know if anyone's seen it yet. You can download it and watch it off the official website. It is looking extremely cool. Basically, you will have these two sensors that go either side of your TV so that the Revolution knows exactly where your controller is, a bit like Tracks, but wirelessly, as well as the fact that the controller...
Yeah, man, Tracks, Jesus Christ. People think it's like it uses wireless, and then we actually get it out, and you have to like tie your hands up and everything. It's ridiculous.
All it is Tracks is basically two balls that rotate with... a pull-out string, and all it is to work out where your hands are in three-dimensional space compared to where it is.
And it doesn't, because it just works on how you pull them.
Hmm. The distance out and how much you rotate it, but it obviously it's not exactly going. It's going to be a bit fallible eventually, especially if you keep yanking on them. This looks absolute uber because of the fact that rotating it around, moving it, it knows exactly. On the video, they're showing people. Because I looked at the controller and I was thinking, oh my god, how the hell are you going to play Mario on this? With all you've got is a little D-pad and an A button and a blue B button and a trigger underneath. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be weird. It actually, your people flicking their wrists, pretending that it's a fishing rod, pulling it back, playing tennis with them, sword fighting with them. Because it knows where it is in three-dimensional space. How well this will work, we'll have to wait and see when the console comes out on demo. But it does look rather nice. As well as they said that the console has the clip-on back that allow you to plug in extra things. So far, all they've said is a handheld analog stick, which they've been showing people using it to move their character around and then pointing the controller like it's a flash torch to look around. As well as they said that they're going to be selling these cases that you can put the controller in and you hold it sideways, and it becomes a normal controller, like a PS2 or Xbox controller.
Well, yeah, because if you actually look at it, it looks like the old-school controllers.
Yeah, if you hold it sideways. Because it does have an infrared on the end, but I think that's like if you're using it as a remote. And then if you're using it as a controller, it doesn't use the infrared, it just uses the...
Wireless.
The wireless network thing through it. So, I must admit, I am well looking forward to that. I know there's just something about that glue blow coming through the disc drive. Does look extremely nice.
I mean, the design of the Revolution, I think, is the best looking next gen console. Trouble with the 360 is it's not black.
Yeah.
If it was black, it would look so much better.
But yeah, this is nice, and the size of it's quite nice. It should be a good console, and also the fact that they're saying, right, we're going to be bringing out really cool games for this, as well as the fact that you can shove in any GameCube game and it will work. Plus, instead of giving you a list of what games they're going to convert, they've basically turned around and said the last 20 years of games will be available on it, which is going to be nice. I'm going to be able to go back and get all those NES games I never could afford as a kid.
And they're still going to be like 70 quid or something.
Yeah, they're going to be annoying, but at least I don't have to do the whole... my blowing ritual, where I have to get on my hands and knees next to my NES and blow all the dust out and then blow every cartridge because it does that annoying white, black, white, black, white, black, white, black when he's trying to load up. Console's getting way too old. A little bit of bad news. Well, bad news for me, unfortunately.
Again.
I got my Xbox back last Monday. Not a single problem. The thing has been working absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, I've been ill for the last week. That's why the GamerCast is a day behind, and Sunday morning, perfect dark, multiplayer, and been doing it all the day before and the day before that, and Sunday, screen just went yellow, then it went black, then it just sat there, turned it off, turned it back on, da-da, those three red lights were back again, and it's dead as a dodo, so I think it might be something to do with the power cable, because the power cable was never exchanged. All I had exchanged was the console, so I had to ring up Microsoft, and they were very, very surprised, and they're sending me a new one. So,
and a free game.
And a free game, which I get in January. What it is, don't know. So, that should be cool.
Descent 2 on the PlayStation 1. And that's probably faulty as well, because it's a PS1 game.
Ah, sue their ass. So, yeah, that is an annoyance. But on top of that, I did manage to really get into Perfect Dark, if anyone's got it and hasn't really got into it.
Well, I've still got to play it, because I'm busy with Cameo and PGR, which I've just completed on Gold. In your face, everybody. I've got over 1,000 gamer score now.
Sweet. I'm still on 70. I'm doing quite well, considering I'm going to be on my third Xbox soon. Yeah, Perfect Dark multiplayer, it is so up there with the original, being able to just set all your bots up, customize what weapons you want to go in there. The advantage is you can choose the size of your map. You have the same map, but the open doors, closed doors, the levels you can actually, you look around, are set up so that you can shut areas off, shut off buildings. You open it up all the way, and there are some really nice snipering positions. I was up there with the sniper rifle Jackal, which is quite nice. I still can't figure out what the second function does. It looks like it's setting people's hair on fire, but supposedly it's a electromagnetic pulse or something to stop their radar, but until I play multiplayer with real people, I won't know what it does. Other cool things, the laptop gun is
actually... Well, we could give it a go today.
Yeah, we'll have to give it a go today and see what it does. The laptop gun is still absolutely amazing, just throwing that about. The one thing, feature with that is better, is now you can actually pick it back up again. Anything else is really good. The sniper rifle, which is trying to replicate the one that was in the first game with X-ray vision, is quite cool. It's a little bit hard to figure out who's who. I've found a couple of opportunities where I've done some really cool headshots and found I shot one of my own team.
Wait.
So you have to kind of give it a few seconds to keep the cursor on before the guy's gamer tag comes above their head. It's easier if you've got less buildings between you. If you've got a clear sight, it comes up straight away, but if you've got too many buildings, it won't necessarily come up, which is a bit annoying. But apart from that, it's absolutely amazing. And they've got loads of different clothing sets for each team, so you can pick a team and be all the different bad guys and different good guys and stuff, which is rather nice. And the fact that it's up to 15 bots on a match, which is quite nice.
Bots are cool.
Yeah, and the AI on the bots are really good. Some of them, I clipped someone with a shoulder shot on the sniper rifle because they sidestepped, dodging someone else. And as soon as I clip them, they'll go into a roll and then hide somewhere. And then they come back out trying to find where the shot's coming
That's
from.
That's bad. A good AI is one who stands perfectly still and lets you shoot them.
But the zoom on it is really taking advantage of the 360's triggers. The zoom. On
I like triggers.
The trigger.
Shoulder buttons suck.
You're having to use the full length of the trigger to actually get the full zoom, and you pull it all the way in and pow, you're looking in someone's eye for a few seconds, and then you see all you can see are bricks. So it's pretty much impossible to actually shoot anybody with full zoom. You have to literally work your way in, aim at their head, and then pull it all the way in, look at their nose, and then just pull the trigger and watch the headshot reading come up. So yeah, I'm pretty impressed. Be even more impressed when my blasted console starts working. If I feel sorry for anybody out there that gets those three red lights, just cry. If you get the four or the two, then you're safe. It just means you're either putting it somewhere hot or you're not plugging in your AV cable properly. But
well, I know what you could do. Next, when you get, open it up and unplug the lights. Then you will get the lights come up.
But it doesn't matter about the lights. When the lights come up, nothing else does. All you get is a black screen.
You will get the red lights. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I didn't get any red lights. All I got is a black screen.
I'll tell you what the fault is. The fault is, it had a short circuit in the LED trying to display the red light, and that's why it packed up. The actual machine works fine if you unplug the lights.
I wouldn't be surprised. I can only think of three reasons, and one of them is very unlikely. The third reason, which is very unlikely, is that I'm the unluckiest person in the entire world to get a faulty one out of the box and then to be sent a faulty one from Microsoft. The other option is the fact that it's the power cable that is dodgy, and all I did was basically broke, not my doing, but Microsoft's doing, I've broken a brand new 360 because of a dodgy power cable. Or they basically...
Well, it was missing a foot, wasn't it? We had to nick a foot.
Yeah, we had to nick a foot from work off the dummy one. which stuck on really well. The stickiness was still there, it was in my bag. It took a bit of force, but I got it to stay on. And the amount of times I've changed the face cover of my Xbox, every single one I've had, I put the new blue one on, and then it fails, and I'm like, right, take the blue one off, dig out the white one, shove it back on, pull all the power cables out and stare at it with a mean grin. So, not impressed.
Mine works.
Everyone else works.
Well, there was a survey on, I think it was on 1UP, and 1.5% were faulty. Yeah. So 1.5% times 1.5% equals unlucky bastard.
Yeah. I must admit, at least for once, I managed to get near enough a week out of playing on it non-stop, which is pretty cool.
Well, maybe it's your power socket.
What, you mean where I'm plugging it in?
Yeah. Try plugging it in anywhere else.
No.
Because it does, I mean, well, like a computer, it does need a really nice, you know, clean supply of power.
Well, it's off a multi one that's got three in there with their own power switches.
Try plugging it in somewhere else.
That's part of my bedroom. I've only got two places plugged in. It'll be in another multi one on the other side of the room.
Well, I've got like a piggy plug in there.
Yeah, you have Spaghetti City. I shall have to try and see.
But the wiring in this house is like a million years old, so that means it's really high quality and it isn't rusted up and gone all nasty, and it's nice and solid.
Yeah, the house that I live in was built when my parents bought it, so yeah.
Now, a modern house with modern wiring, you need an old school house.
When my parents got married.
you need an old school house, man. But this house is like 150 million years old. This is built when the dinosaurs were around.
Can tell.
But that's why the ceiling is caved in.
There's dino doo-doo everywhere. Project Gotham 3.
Yeah, kicks butt.
Rules. I must admit, I've been playing on that a bit more. I've managed to buy
a car.
I've got three Ferraris now and a Lamborghini.
Well, let's just bring my gamer score up. And we'll have a look what I've got, because I've got like loads of stuff in it now. While I'm just bringing this up, you can go to the forums and post your opinions on Adam's 360, and you can shout about how much it sucks that his is blown up or something.
I must admit, I'm tempted to go to the official forums on the Xbox.
Yeah, let off some steam.
And just scream my head off. Before, I was calm. I was collective. Now I'm bloody pissed off. I went into work today and said to Craig, if I had a magic wand, I'd be quite happy at this very moment to exchange my blooming 360 for a Revolution now.
There you go. I'm in the... I've got all the Lamborghinis, all the Ferraris, and I've got all the cars needed for exotic as well.
Nice.
15 out of 20 achievements so far. But we've got to upload your scores later on.
Yeah, my game scorecard is wrong at the moment because I didn't get a chance to upload, because I have to trail a 20-foot cable from my PC in the living room all the way to my bedroom just to get Xbox Live, and I was not allowed to be there all the time because my dad gets tripping over it.
That's a good thing.
But I have the wireless system all ready for Christmas, and what happens? Console breaks. Damn it.
Yeah, your gaming score at the moment is 45.
It's 70 at the moment. Because I also have Geometry of Wars.
What face is that from?
That's picture. That's Jack Dark from Perfect Dark. Joanna.
I thought I recognised it.
Joanna.
Yeah.
Joanna Dark's daddy.
Yeah. Well, hey. So PGR rocks.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
I mean, we had some going today. We put it in the in-car view, and I kept telling people to have it only in the in-car view because it really looks. That's where it really looks amazing, because you don't get other games with in-car views like that.
Yeah, especially with being able to look around.
Yeah, exactly. It's all 3D. And, you know, people were just going, wow, that's incredible.
Mm. It does show off.
But you always get these flipping kids come in and put it in, like, the exterior cam view, which is for lamos who play Need for Speed.
Or people like me who have a hard time trying. Especially the fact
I play Need for Speed. That's the problem.
No, I just like everything from the outside. I'm exactly the same whenever I play Flight Simulator. I always like being on the outside, although my dad says I would make a quite good pilot because I have a habit of trying to land a Cessna on a Golden Gate Bridge, and I keep doing it.
Although, yeah, I could do that. I've landed a 747 on the bridge before, you don't see me bragging.
Although I did fall off the end because I realised that the ramps that go up onto the Golden Gate Bridge
don't exist.
Yeah, and my plane fell off, and I tried to start the engines quick enough, and luckily I managed to pull up, but then I hit the ground. I always like the Soft with Camel. Soft with Camel rules.
That's a cool game, Flight Simulator. We should talk about that.
Yeah. I want to try a latest Flight Simulator.
I'll put it on for you in a minute.
We still have the 95 DOS version.
95 DOS version? Ugh.
It came with our PC, the one my dad's had for God knows like 15 years or something like
that. I've got 98 wherever it's gone. Vanished, and I've got 2000 and 2002 and 2004.
Right, next we've got PSP thousands stopped out the back, and Nintendo DS selling 6-1.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the PSP, everyone raved about how shortage and blah blah blah. We've got like 5,000 stock out the back. Nobody wants them. Everybody wants the DS.
While I was going in to get my arrows the day before I came over, I ended up having to answer the phones while I was in there, and someone wanted
a DS.
No, they wanted a PSP. But they wanted a PSP with Grand Theft Auto. We don't do it with Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, we do.
Do we? Well, I told them we didn't. Craig said we didn't, and I couldn't be asked to walk to the other end of the store to try and find out. So I said we didn't. He goes, fair enough, Dad. You sound.
Well, we don't do it just with GTA, it's in like a 400 quid pack with that.
Yeah. And he was like, well, what have you got in? I said, Craig, what have we got in? He goes, both. And I was like, you know, plenty of them. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we've got masses of them. Nobody wants them.
I'll have them for free just for my pain.
Yeah. And then we can smash it up next week.
Yeah, we're still thinking that it'd be quite good if we won the lottery to buy all the PlayStation 3s and then make a film out of them. So we would tie little parachutes to them and chuck them off the cliff.
I mean, that's what Bill Gates could do. He could buy the entire PS3 shipment easily.
Hold it back.
Yeah. And just, like, you know, trash them all. And everyone Sony produces, he buys it and chucks it in the bin.
No. What he needs to do, this is for, like, Xbox fans. I apologise in advance.
We like Xbox.
For all the PS2.
But he doesn't. He likes Nintendo now because he's gone revolution crazy.
Yeah.
It's a revolution kicks butt.
Yeah, Nintendo. I'm a Nintendo boy. I must admit, before I get onto my story, I must admit, when people talk Xbox, you know, you say Microsoft, you think Windows. Yeah, from my point of view, this is my opinion.
Windows kicks butt.
You say PlayStation 2, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever. GameCube, DS, and Saturn, Dreamcast, whatever. But as soon as someone says Sega or they say Nintendo, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling. It just reminds me of it being a kid because I never said, oh, I'm playing on the NES or... I must admit, the Mega Drive, we did say Mega Drive, but it was normally like, do you want to play some Sega? Do you want to play some Nintendo?
I never did that. I always used to call it by the name of the console.
I'm
a Sega boy.
Sega!
Woo!
That is great timing. But yeah, Sega... Warm fuzzy feeling. Right, I forgot where my story was going. What the hell was I talking about?
I don't know.
I can't even see now because you're bugging up the screen.
I'm playing Sonic.
But, yeah. I'll probably remember the story when I listen to this later because I'll know what I was talking about. We ought to hit pause and so I can rewind and then I can listen to what I was saying and then I can...
Yeah, well, let's do that now.
Okay, we're going to hit pause so I can listen to what I...
Okay, we're back.
Right. I listened back to it and I can remember what the story was. It was about Bill Gates, what he should do. What I think he should do is buy all of the shipment of PS3s before they come out so no one else can get their hands on it. So it's even worse than what Sony normally do. So you've got Sony keeping low stock and then Bill Gates buying them all. And then Then they should all be stripped apart and have Xbox One parts put inside. So they're Xbox Ones. And then put them back together and then sell them on eBay because you can get away with selling something like that on eBay.
Yeah, I'm going to say something. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Bono, for some reason, were at...
Bono gets everywhere.
...were nominated as Times Persons of the Year.
Sweet.
Although, I've actually done a bit of research, and in 1938, Time actually named Hitler as Person of the Year.
Okay, then.
They actually called it America's Soldier, Adolf Hitler.
Was this before or after the war?
This was 1938. So that's before.
Yeah, they had a bit of bad.
But that's the thing. That's what I keep on saying. You know, everyone was raving about Hitler because he's, you know, beating up the Bolsheviks. You know, well, not the Stalinists. Yeah. He always used to call them Bolsheviks because, you know, he's doing them a favor. But the second he gets, you know, annoyed and invades Poland, then Britain throws a wobbly, and then France says, "Ooh, we're going to declare war on you," ooh, la, la, and whatever. So, you know.
Yeah.
But last year it was George Bush, so that's even flipping worse.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like everyone got rants and raves about how much of an asshole Saddam was. But
comparing to George Bush.
Most people only think of, but when you say Saddam to someone, and
Mr. Hussein, let's be polite.
Yes. People only think about, oh yeah, he was the guy that we ended up doing the first Gulf War for. People don't realise that it was the Americans that shoved him in power, sort of thing, and he was actually keeping the country under some sort of control. And as soon as the Americans went, oh, we don't like what you're doing, and took him out again.
Then Osama bin Laden drives in there in his, you know, larder or whatever.
My dad used to live out of the Gulf, and he had a larder. He had a 4x4 larder. It was so cool. We were driving it in the desert. I must admit, I was only about 6.
Russian technology.
Yeah. Larders do rule, especially the 4x4 ones. I actually saw when I was in the desert, this guy trying to get, I don't remember what car, it was an American car. It was like a sportsy type car. And then we were trying to drive it up a sand dune. And he was trying to chase this Arab trying to chase someone in a Jeep. They were just mucking about off the road, and you got the engine full of sand, so they had to tow, the 4x4 had to tow him back to the road and then tow him away. It's absolutely hilarious.
Welcome to Political and Desert Cast 2005.
Yes, Desert Cast, coming soon
don't say that word.
Podcast. My brain is, you know, eyes and pods. Podcast near you, yeah.
Yeah.
They want to make an iPod for Desert Storm.
They want to make an iPod for Desert Storm.
Yeah,
that works. Well, so they can use all, they can calibrate their missiles on it.
Yeah. You want to use Apple technology to calibrate a missile? It'd be better what they're already using.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Gamercast this week. I hope everyone has a good Christmas. I hope you get everything you want. I hope you get all the games you want. I hope you get enough money to go out and start buying some games, because most people won't get bought games because games cost too much, but they need to be for people that are in the industry, because you need to get paid lots of money for doing jobs like that. I do. But anyway,
Are we going to have one next week? No.
No, there won't be one next week. It's Christmas, and I imagine most of you are going to be too busy drinking eggnog and getting drunk and eating Christmas dinner to be wanting to actually listen to us gibbering on. So, we... be fortnight.
When's what day is the new year? That's a Sunday as well.
Yeah. We'll do it early, then post it on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll do an early one, but we will be posting it on New Year's, because I imagine I shall be out staggering around town somewhere and screwing my head off as usual, you know.
Indeed.
It'll be great. Fun. So everyone have a good Christmas. Fingers crossed by the time you next speak to me, I shall have a 360 that works. Probably won't have the free game until God knows when. I'll probably end up having to ring them up again and saying, where's my free game? And they'll be like,
what free game?
Like, I'm the guy that's owned 3 360s.
I want my game.
Don't make me go to Time Magazine.
We'll go to Time Magazine and make them take Bill Gates off the cover. Until Bill Gates personally delivers you a game.
Or a hard drive. I want a bloody hard drive.
Yeah, give him a hard drive. Well, get him to upgrade you to a premium system. That's what I
think. I'm doing that on the next one. If the one they send me now fails.
Okay, chuck it on the stairs and get a premium one.
Then I'm asking for a premium one. And if they won't give me one, then I'm taking it back to work and I want my money back. And then I'm going to sulk until the revolution comes out.
Yeah.
I have a question. As I can't spell very well. Is it revolution as in going around?
They're spelled the same.
They're spelled the same as a revolution as in like...
revolution.
Viva la revolution.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're trying to say. Nintendo's revolution, or they're trying to go like it revolves around you.
Exactly. The revolution is a bolt-on to the 360.
Mm.
Because one revolution is 360
yeah.
degrees.
It talks wirelessly through the little antenna backpack on the back of your 360.
Yeah, it plugs into the 360, and what it does is they team up, and if you bring a PS3 into the neighborhood, they like chase it.
And small dogs. Chihuahuas.
They like, get the Nintendogs after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have a good Christmas, and we'll see you...
whenever.
In New Year's. Goodbye from me.
And me.
Bye.